2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
A resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City,
KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a partly cloudy sky at 61 degrees. KSL's top story. KSL Sports. We're outside. Vivint Arena and the Jazz are just an hour away from the season opener. KSL News Radio Jazz insider Ben Anderson says there are a few things that'll help the Jazz make it all the way to the finals this season.
Hey, I'm looking for chemistry on the floor. I'm looking for the team to get off to a hot start. I think that's going to be one of the things that's going to be most notable. And then how well do they play defensively? Really, the reason they were eliminated last year in the playoffs was not because of Rudy Gobert, who's one of the best defenders in the league near the rim. It's what they were doing out by the three-point line of not sticking with their man or staying in front of anybody. That's what I'm keeping an eye on. If they can do that, really the sky's the limit this season.
I mean, they might start hot. The important part is finishing hot this year. Vivint Arena right now is hosting an outdoor block party. There's live music. There's food. You can listen to the play-by-play live right here on KSL News Radio starting at 7 o'clock. KSL News Time 6:01 in Florida this afternoon. Partial human remains were found nearby a backpack and a notebook believed to belong to Brian Laundry. Our team coverage begins. Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson on the continuing search.
Federal investigators have not identified whose partial remains they found, but some of Laundrie's personal items were spotted near the remains in an area he used to frequently visit. Prosecutors in Utah say investigators in Florida missed very clear opportunities to search the Laundrie home and possibly Laundrie himself. They say police in Utah had evidence possibly showing Gabby Petito was in an abusive relationship, and that should have been enough probable cause for a judge to sign off on search warrants.
Authorities have been searching for Laundrie for more than a month so far. The only charges he faced are related to fraudulent use of a credit card, but he remains the only person of interest in the disappearance and murder of Gabby Petito. The Instagrammer and van lifer's body was found almost exactly a month ago in Grand Teton National Park. Don't expect any new charges right away after this discovery of possible remains in the search for Laundrie. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce continues our team coverage.
People accused of crimes in the United States have the right to hear the charges against them and to defend themselves. That's why you don't hear about suspects being charged posthumously, and why if these remains are confirmed to belong to Brian Laundrie, he still won't be charged. But it doesn't necessarily mean the end of the investigation. Investigators may continue to work to see if they can conclusively prove Laundrie is responsible for Gabby Petito's death and rule out the involvement of anyone else. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
The discovery of remains still leaves open a lot of questions about Laundrie. Authorities will need to identify the remains, and if they belong to Laundrie, it'll be important for investigators to determine how he died. Investigators will also look to see what else they might recover from his notebook, in addition to any other evidence they might collect from that scene in Florida. KSL News Time 6:03. The U.S. Senate has struck down a bill meant to expand voter protections. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Senate failed to get the 60 votes needed to debate the Voting Rights Act bill on the Senate floor. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer took aim at his GOP colleagues for not allowing a discussion to happen.
By preventing the Senate from functioning as it was intended, Republicans in this body are permitting states to criminalize giving food and water to voters at the polls.
Not a single Republican voted in favor of debate. The full House is expected to vote tomorrow on whether to hold Trump advisor Steve Bannon in contempt. Bannon is refusing to provide information to the committee investigating the January 6th attack at the Capitol. Committee co-chair Republican Congressman Liz Cheney says Bannon predicted the attack on his podcast the day before.
He said all hell is going to break loose tomorrow. We are coming in right over the target. This is the point of attack we have always wanted.
Cheney says there's evidence that Bannon and others conspired to create the attack. And former President Bill Clinton is out of the hospital.
I was so touched by the outpouring of support I received during my stay in the hospital. Thanks so much.
He posted a video on Twitter saying he's glad to be home following a treatment for sepsis. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Shalaya's KSL News Radio.
The CDC is telling you to throw out onions grown in Chihuahua, Mexico. More than 650 people in 37 states have become sick with salmonella from these onions. They were grown in Mexico and distributed by ProSource, Inc. It's affected all colors of onions from ProSource, Inc. Now you're saying, in my fridge, I have no idea where the onions came from. There's no label on them. They're just onions. Well, the CDC recommends in that case you throw them out. The agency says already Utah has seen three people suffer salmonella poisoning. Many other people might recover without ever being tested. KSL News Time 6:05. Let's go right to Ricky Meese. We have all these traffic problems. Yesterday was so quiet.
I know.
This.
They all waited for today. I'm afraid if you're headed to the game northbound on I-15, you have delays waiting for you. Most of the slowdowns, and not as many stop-and-go speeds, I will say that, but those delays stretch from 114th South all the way to where we have a crash, still blocking a right lane of traffic at 33rd South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.